Today, I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days.
President-elect Donald Trump took to YouTube yesterday to release his first public update on his transition to the presidency. He referred to a bunch of policy areas where he plans to announce executive actions on day one of his tenure in the Oval Office, from trade, the TPP and trade deals, to ethics reform and down the list. But we want to take a look at one specific area now.
On energy, I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Joining me now to discuss Trump's energy plan is Stephanie Joy. She's energy reporter for Inside Energy. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, what is the current state of the energy, coal, and shale jobs that Donald Trump is talking about? And is there capacity for many millions of high-paying jobs that he could get back?
Yeah, so, you know, coal, oil, and natural gas are all in a slump right now, and they have been for a little while. That's mostly due to market forces. That's not because of job-killing restrictions, as Trump put it. The oil market has been flooded by oil but from here in the United States, as well as from the Middle East. You know, natural gas has been at historic lows because of all of the cheap gas that's been unleashed by fracking. And, you know, coal, there's just been a downturn in demand for coal. It also competes with natural gas. So the more natural gas and the cheaper the natural gas, the less coal. So there is a downturn in the energy industry right now, no doubt. But the impact that Trump might be able to have on those sectors is limited.
Well, taking coal as an example, politicians and others from coal-producing states like West Virginia, Kentucky, decry the loss of employment in that sector. But it's really a 40 to 50 year, if not longer, decline in the coal industry, right? We're not talking about a decline that's from the last 5, 6, or 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly seen a downturn in coal in recent years, but especially back east, the decline in coal has been going on for decades. You know, at its height, the coal industry employed about 250,000 people. Today, it employs about 50,000 people, and many of those are out west. You know, I'm here in Wyoming, which is the largest coal-producing state in the nation. We produce a lot of coal, but with very few jobs. A lot of coal is mined by very few miners.
So what is it that Donald Trump can really do, whether it's on day one or within the first year or two, to fulfill this promise of many millions of jobs? Is there anything he really can do, at least to expand employment in oil and coal and shale like he's promising?
I think that will be very difficult for him to do. He has promised to kill some of the energy-related regulations that the Obama administration has put into effect, including the Clean Power Plan, which is the Obama administration's signature climate change rule. That would curb emissions from existing coal and gas-fired power plants. And that plan has actually been held up in court right now, but it almost certainly would have resulted in more coal-fired power plants being shut down. It wasn't scheduled to go into effect until 2022, though, so it probably won't have much of a short-term impact. You know, he could scrap the moratorium on coal leasing that's been in place for the last few months on federal lands. He could quash some of the regulations that have been imposed on oil and gas drilling on federal lands in recent months, including a regulation just finalized a week ago about methane emissions from oil and gas wells on federal lands. But that's not likely to bring back the market for any of either coal or oil or gas. You know, those are really market-driven, and the markets for those are down right now, and he can't have much of an impact on the markets.
Meanwhile, what does the market look like for renewable energy? There are twice as many solar workers in America as coal miners. Some of that industry is federally subsidized, so we do have to talk about the actual market. But are there jobs to be gotten by a President Trump if they wanted to steer more investment towards renewable solar, wind, and other things like that?
He could certainly steer more investment into renewables, as the Obama administration has done. He's given no sign that that's his plan. He's called renewables ugly. He frequently refers to wind turbines killing birds. But, you know, he certainly could continue to invest in that. And I think whether he does or not, we're likely to see continued growth in the renewable energy sector. In a lot of states, it is a major economic engine. States make their own policy in a lot of cases. choices when it comes to utilities and electricity generation. Those decisions are not made at the federal level. And so the states that do have renewable portfolio standards and things like that are likely to continue to drive the market for renewable energy.
So a bottom line that I'm taking from what you're saying, Stephanie Joyce, is that a President Trump may succeed in repealing lots of regulations on the coal and oil industry, but that the benefits of that are likely to accrue possibly to the corporate bottom line and not to workers' jobs.
I think it is probably unlikely that he will bring back a significant number of coal jobs and oil and gas jobs simply through repealing regulations. Yes.
Stephanie Joyce, energy reporter for Inside Energy. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.